Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Great news! As we are looking at the reality of the gospel, if you haven't yet developed a relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, then I ask you to please listen closely and consider the following truths of Scripture. You will be reminded of how the God of creation loves you and wants you to know Him better. He is ready and willing to accept you just the way you are. In the beginning, God created all things, man and woman, disobeyed His instructions, the first sin. All humans born to them and in every generation to this day have inherited that nature to sin. God loves us, and He made a way to take the punishment for us through His Son. Christ died, shed His precious blood, taking all of our punishment on Himself. Let's look at Romans chapter 3. No one can ever be made right with God by doing what the law commands. The law simply shows us how sinful we are. But now, God has shown us a way to be made right with Him without keeping the requirements of the law, as was promised in the writings of Moses and the prophets long ago. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned. We fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet, God, with undeserved kindness, declares that we are righteous. He did this through Christ Jesus when He freed us from the penalty of our sins. Romans 5. God showed His love for us in that while we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 6. For the wages of this sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. From John 3, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. From Romans 10, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Saved from having to personally take the punishment for your own sin. For with the heart, one believes and is justified, and with a mouth, one confesses and is saved. The gospel of Jesus Christ is described in 1 Corinthians 15. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. From 1 John chapter 5, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of Him. To keep it real basic, the thief on the cross believed and received, and Christ Himself proclaimed that He would be with him eternally. From Luke 23, then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed Him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we received the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." From 2 Corinthians chapter 6, as God's partners, we beg you not to accept this marvelous gift of God's kindness and then ignore it. For God says, "At just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation." If you recognized your need for a Savior, then believe, and by faith accept God's free gift. Be saved from the penalty of sin. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 tell us, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Talk to Jesus. He will hear you and help you. Go to someone you know who knows Jesus. Tell them about your decision. You can also contact us through our website. And for those of you who are Christians, rejoice in the love of God and His grace and pray for others that God will make Himself known to them.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.